Welcome to the NORATH News Network, an EverQuest podcast. Slash hell and welcome, questers, to the NORATH News Network. Today is May 31st, 2015, and we are recording episode 14. I am your host, Aylwin, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Legan.
Hello, questers. In today's show, we're going to be discussing what we did in-game, Ragefire and Lockjaw, Halflings, Lore Section, and we may have a guest next week. I know, you people say, how could we possibly get someone to come on this show? But that's how good we are.
Yeah.
So let's start off by what we did in-game this week.
Aylwin? I did nothing in any games. IRL has been super busy with baby dance recitals and house showings, and so no in-game activities for me this week.
Well, that sounds like you're falling down on the job.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's why I said it.
Well, how about yourself?
Well, I did log into EverQuest on Ragefire a couple of times this week, just to run around and kind of get the lay of the land. But I didn't get a lot done. I mainly went on there to make sure that I kept the server updated or the game updated, and to make sure I could still get in. The times that I went in there, there wasn't a queue. I got in there no problem. But I was playing at like 3:30, 4:30 in the afternoon Central Standard Time. So the peak hours, I wasn't playing at peak hours.
Right.
So, but it didn't get a lot done. Like I said, just ran around a little bit and tried to get my EQ legs back underneath me, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Get stuck in any pools?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, I had the video. Oh, actually, I don't. It was from my side. I wish we'd had that recorded from your side. We'd have released it.
See, you have no evidence whatsoever.
Just the audio.
I could have been ranting just to be ranting. I actually was making you laugh. It's what I do. I make people laugh. So it was comic relief is what it was. I never actually was stuck in a pool. And if you believe that, I have a bridge I need to sell you.
Well, since that is a pretty decent segue, let's go right on in to Ragefire. Talk about it for a little bit. Of course, that's the EverQuest progression server. They tweeted out this week that it is the most populated server EverQuest has right now. It is twice the size of the previous two progression servers, and it has been maxed out almost since launch. I mean, the population has reduced a little bit, and it's gotten a little better. The queue times are a little bit better, but anybody who's been on there, it's packed. But they've added a lot of instancing of zones and the queue and to mitigate some of the overcrowding. And, of course, the biggest thing they've done is they duplicated it into a second progression server, which they entitled Lockjaw.
So we now have two progressive servers running.
Yes. And they are the exact same. They're identical in rules. Well, there was some discussion on the forums and through the various channels that there was some missed opportunity there. That everyone agreed they needed a second server. But I think some people would have liked maybe a different rule set for the second server.
Yeah, what they were talking about mainly on the forums that I saw was that they wanted a role-playing server.
You know, I would like that. Many of my characters were on role-playing servers back in the day. Of course, in MMOs, I tend to like those. I'm not one of those guys who's sitting, in the town square of Koinos just sitting there doing RP chat. That's not me, but I tend to like the communities better on RP servers.
The communities in RP servers, yeah, I agree. They seem to be a lot more helpful and a lot more nice.
Yeah, although in
I mean, I'm
each.
not saying that the people on other servers are all of them are just rude and hateful. They're not, because overall, EQ has a really good community.
That's
But it just
definitely
seems like
true.
on the role-playing servers, you're going to run into a lot more helpful people.
I think there's some truth to that. I tweeted out that I would have liked one of them to make it a PvP server, just to be a little bit different, because I do enjoy PvP in Classic EQ. To me, Classic EQ was just it was just a world filled with danger and the possibility of, players killing you just made it more so. I would love to have seen an RP PvP. That was the majority of my characters. That's the kind of server I was on. I don't remember what the name of the server was, but RP PvP. So you didn't have to worry about anybody in your own race killing you or anything like that. But you did have to worry about anytime you're somewhere else getting ganked.
Well, that's because you're playing a dark elf, and
Right, they're killing Sylat and
you got killed a lot.
yeah, Dark Elf,
I think
Necromancer,
you kind of got
Innerok.
a
Yeah,
what do you call it, addicted to dying.
maybe, but actually, I did. Let's talk about dying real quick. On so as you know, these progression servers are not, they are not identical to what it was in 1999.
No, there's some differences.
There's a close facsimile. One of the big differences, and if I ran it on last episode about this, I apologize because I'm going to do it again. Now when you
Imagine
die,
that.
yeah, now when you die, your gear, you don't lose your gear. Your gear does not stay on your corpse. I hate that. I hate that. That was one of my favorite things about EQ. It is a pain, and yes, life is much easier with your loot staying with you, and your gear staying with you. But that's what made dying so intense in EQ.
Now,
That's.
ladies and gentlemen, allow me to point out something here before he gets too much further into this rant. The main reason that he likes that mechanic and wants it back is because one of his main characters is a necromancer, and necromancers made a ton of money finding people's corpses.
Locate corpse. Yes. I
This is
mean,
why he wants it back in the
hey,
game.
the mages and druids are still getting their plats off portals. I'm just saying, my necromancers and my clerics are losing money here
Now, let's face
because
it,
there's.
mages and clerics are a lot better class of people than your average necromancer.
I've seen even my cleric loses out because resurrect's not the big deal that it used to be. You can resurrect and give them their XP back now, because you do still lose XP when you die above level 6. So if you have a cleric in the group, he can resurrect you and you get some of that XP back, so that's nice. But I don't know. I it's probably for the best,
But
really.
at least admit that your main motivation is monetary.
Monetary, but I love that. It made your class important. And and it's not like that's going to be a thing in, ever again. The current players would not stand for losing your loot, I don't think. I don't
It's a
think
different generation.
it is, and I don't even know if it wasn't.
Most of this is a good point. This is a good. I stop and think about this for a second. When you and I played back in the day, okay, there was EQ was the epitome of state-of-the-art gaming. Will you stipulate that?
Yeah, absolutely. It was certainly better than the competitions of like the Realm and those few other things that are out there.
Okay, now you jump forward 20 plus years, okay? Most of the MMOs out there today, you have no mechanic in the game that says you have to go get your body to get your equipment back or whatever. And if that's the case in the other games, everybody has become spoiled to that.
Oh, I remember the first time I died in WoW. You come back in that little spirit form, and it's like, okay, I gotta go run and find my corpse. And I was like, well, no, I don't. It just pops back up. Oh, yay.
Yeah.
And I remember being stoked about it at the time because I lost a lot of loot that way. But looking back, and again, that's not something I want to see. Like, EverQuest Next shouldn't have that. I'm not suggesting that it do. But since we're going down the nostalgia hole with a. Which is going to be the title of our episode now, Nostalgia Hole.
Be careful how you say that.
It just seems like that's just one of the nostalgia. That's one of the things I'm nostalgic for that I'd like to have seen in the game. But it's okay that it's not in. I mean, it's not it's not ruining the game for me. You think this is a feature I liked. Now
Let's
there.
talk before we move on, though. I want to bring up one thing because there was a lot of talk about this in the community this past week, especially since Lockjaw came into play. And that is, there was a huge call for a ban on boxers.
Oh yeah, I put my voice in that pool too.
For those of you who don't know what boxers are, and most of you probably do, but we have to give you some edification here. Aileron, explain to them what boxers are.
Basically, that's just somebody playing multiple accounts, linked together, and you're gonna see what you're seeing is big groups of mages out there. People playing four, five, three mages, and just kind of clearing through stuff. Because mage, we're all aware that mage is OP right now. The mage pets are ridiculous. Or you see a lot of monks with no weapons because hand-to-hand damage is really unbalanced right now. And you'll see them playing through, and it messes up. I don't want boxing in any game. It's very prevalent in games like WoW, and I never saw it a lot in Rift, but you definitely see it in SWTOR. You see it in things in some of those other games, TDO and stuff like that. But I think it's particularly damaging in EverQuest, which is, I would say, the most social of any MMO, just because, but for necessity, because it didn't have the functions that modern MMOs have, like Group Finder and things like that. And Boxers, I think Boxers break any game they're in. I think they, I mean, I understand that.
Define how in your opinion, they break the game.
Because it's not, the game wasn't designed for that, for four characters acting perfect harmony, and the mobs aren't geared for that, and you're cheating is what you're doing. I mean, there's no way around that. And it's a money reason that companies allow it, because, I mean,
Exactly.
if you
Now
can have four or
let's
five people paying to play, that's good. They're breaking the game and they're cheating. And I wish developers would not allow it.
Let me play devil's advocate for just a bit. Explain to me why. Now, I would never do boxing, and I agree with you. I don't like it, and I think it breaks the game too. But if I'm a person that has the money just to, throw away, and this is what I want choose to do with that money, why should I not be able to do that?
That's probably where the companies come from.
Yeah, they're making money, and that's what they're in business to do, is make money.
And they have, there are rules for it. They're kind of unspoken things, but I think there's rules that mitigate it to keep it in within certain levels. But I mean, I guess, and if that's how you want to spend your money, do you just go right ahead? I don't like it. I don't like to
Now,
see it.
personally, I don't have the money to do that. But even if I did, Even if I had bukus of money, and I would not choose to use it by doing that. I mean, for one thing, the game would get extremely boring to me extremely
I
fast.
don't understand it. Well, maybe we should have a boxer on to give us that side of the story before,
You think
'cause,
someone's going to admit that they're doing boxing?
well, I think the people doing it probably don't think there's anything wrong. They probably think it's, maybe it's a challenge. I'm sure it is playing four characters at once. I'm sure that is some sort of challenge, and or maybe it makes the game different. I don't know. But I tend to play MMOs, fantasy MMOs specifically. And I do it kind of for the story that plays in my head as I do it. The character grows with me and I come attached to him. And
True.
you couldn't do that as a boxer, I don't believe.
I don't think you could either. And I agree, that's one of the reasons that both of us play fantasy MMOs, and because we are a lot about the story and growing with that character, and actually in your mind's eye being able to see and envision what's going on with that character. So
I'd like to
anyway, I
see
just
it.
wanted to touch on that.
If you were doing, if you're one of those guys doing Race for World first, like in World of Warcraft, and those people kind of put their jobs on hold for a while, and that's what they do, that becomes a job for a while. I can see those people boxing to level as fast as possible, get the gear as fast as possible. That's super important, for them. It's a race, and it's there's a prize, and it's this, that, and the other. Maybe then, but that's a very limited window and like a 0.5%, 0.05% of gaming population.
Yeah,
That
because not everybody is out there being a
yes, there's
professional game player.
very few people out there going Race for World first. Which, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go. There's several videos out there. I think Scott Johnson's in one of them, so you can check that one out. But let's move on to oh, real quick, Lagan and I are we're not certain, but we think we're gonna move to Lockjaw. So if you're looking for us on Ragefire, we're not gonna delete our characters or not, but I think we're gonna make the move to Lockjaw sometime this week. So
Yeah, I think that's best for us.
you can look for us there. Let's talk about was I believe it's the last episode of the workshop. The EverQuest Next Workshop. There's a little, there's a little snafu, and we got a brief glimpse of a female halfling model.
Yes.
And so, and the internet's being the way, we do. Everyone has expounded on that, and everyone it seems to be in accord that halflings are the soon-to-be-announced eighth race that the game launches with.
Personally, I don't think that you should have a fantasy MMO or fantasy game unless you have some type of halfling character in it. I mean, I'm an old Tolkien fan, and it just doesn't seem right.
Well, and you and Tolkien were buddies, right? I mean, you're probably neighbors.
Well, yes, we were.
I'm
I can
just
remember smoking a pipe with him out on the back porch. You.
haha, old joke. Well, I think halflings is what everybody has been thinking it would be. Although there's probably a good contingent of people who thought gnomes would probably be.
And there was quite a bit of people on the forums that were, I want gnomes, I want gnomes. But I just think you have to have the
Right.
halflings first.
Well,
Now, they may add races as we go,
they're
like
going to for certain.
they did in EQ, okay? But the starting races, you have to have elves, you have to have humans, you have to have dwarves, and you have to have halflings. Now, the rest of them, I think, well, we had Iskar, Karens, ogres. But you have to have those other four to make it, to me, to make it a fantasy MMO.
Right, so we have humans, dark elves, ogres, dwarves, Karens, Ixar, and Halflings. Did I name all eight?
I think so.
Okay. Of course, Halflings are not confirmed. It could be something else. There's a vocal minority out there who wants to believe it's the Rotunga. It's not going to be the Rotunga. You can
No, it's not.
settle that down, but they're coming. I guarantee we'll be paying for them at some point or another.
Yeah,
But
that's the key right there. You're going to be paying
you're going to
for
be paying for them. You're going to, and many of you otherwise, those out there waiting for the Frog Locks and the Fae and all those things. They're coming. At some point or another. Well, I say we'll pay, assuming we go to the free-to-play model. They may not. They may go subscription. They've kind of been wishy-washy on that recently. So, of course, we just saw this week, and I think MMO Champions probably had the, no, no, not MMO, MMO Reporter had the news for WildStar went free-to-play, announced that they're going free-to-play
Really?
this
I didn't
week.
see that.
They are. Which EQ fans know Omid, from formerly of the Next Team, is working for that company now. So he was on the live streams for that. So in I forgot when because I didn't read it much. I probably will check that out. I was interested in that when it comes free to play. I think it's doing very much the Elder Scroll model, but again, I have not read the story, so don't take it from me. Go read an MMO Reporter. They have a great story on it. I'm sure, because all the work is good, but again, I haven't read it, so I can't confirm that. But they're going free to play, so we've seen another subscription-based MMO go free to play.
So is that, do you think that's the pattern here
It's,
for most MMOs, or is it possible that the coming out of Next and Next being possibly a subscription based, some of these other MMOs are going free to play to try to counteract the market that's going to be jerked in the direction of Next when it comes out? Because we're in agreement that when Next comes out, it's going to pull the market.
I don't think it's that. I think it's WildStar's been bleeding people for a while. Overhyped launch, not enough content to support it. But really, anybody who plays WildStar, I don't know if I've ever heard a negative word against it. From what I understand, it's a very solid game. Just it ran out of content as MMOs do. I don't know why the fans out there think that a game should launch with all the content that WoW has. WoW didn't launch with all that content.
No.
That should launch with all the content that EverQuest has. EverQuest didn't launch with all that content. It takes time. It takes time. But people expect it and then they leave. I expect WildStar to kind of flourish under the free to play because if it is truly a good game, and by all accounts it is, it'll come back around. I don't think this is. I think it was just some bad timings and things like that that affected WildStar. I don't think it's the same as like Elder Scrolls, which is generally most people seem to. I mean, most reviews are that it's a bad game, and it went free to play as kind of a failure sort of thing. Whereas I think this is more like SWTOR, where the fans just abandoned it too quickly, and it had to go free to play to survive. Of course, that's a. I mean, I'm gonna go on that rant and EA being a terrible company, but that's part of the SWTOR deal, but that's different. But I don't know. I don't know if will Next survive as free to play. That's the or will they survive the subscription? I believe the subscription model is still a model. Certainly, the older I get, the more I prefer it. Basically is because I have an incredibly small window of gameplay. I play very little these days. And having another child on the way, I'm going to expect that tiny gaming window to become a tiny gaming sliver.
Indeed.
And you would think I would prefer free to play, and that's what my initial thought was too, because I'm not going to play enough to pay. Well, the truth is what I discovered when I After making that decision and leaving a paid game to go to a free game, was that I would rather pay so the hour I get to play that day is quality. Because the free ones are not. and
the quality is not as good.
It's not as good
for sure.
It's not as good. And you can find them, again, we've said it several times, if you're going to play a game for absolute free, like you're not going to put any money down, I actually think Classic EverQuest or Rift is probably your way to go, because you can play those games for a really long time without dropping a dime.
Yeah, for the free-to-play stuff, Rift, for my money, so to speak, is the best free-to-play out there, because it's got the content, and it's not the best game in the world, but you're going to enjoy yourself in that game. Their mechanics are pretty solid.
The big problem with Rift is its lore is terrible.
I have to make a personal observation here. First of all, congratulations on taking a breath finally. And
is that a long rant?
Second of all, you're very loquacious. Has anybody ever told you that? Hello?
Yes, yes. I had to take a drink of water after that rant, and then I muted you for the water.
You're not supposed to mute me.
Yeah. They don't want to hear me sloshing around.
I had a rant of my own, but I forgot it.
Well, good. Good. We can't afford two rants in one episode.
So let's move on.
Anyway, somewhere along the lines, at the start of that conversation was, yay, halflings.
Yeah, it went somewhere.
Right. So we're going on pay models. You asked something about him. Anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter. Let's move on, though. We're going to cut that short.
So you're saying it's my fault?
Yes. Always. I think the brunt of it is we still don't know what EQN's pay model is going to be, and I don't know what I think is the best pay model for them. It's really, but we don't know. I mean, again, let's not get into another rant, but we know nothing about EverQuest Next, really.
And they're not putting anything out about EverQuest.
We don't.
Next, and that's the problem.
That's a separate rant.
Let's not get on a second one.
But I, like you said, what is WildStar going free to play a reaction to Next? I don't think so. I don't think there's a gaming company out there worried about Next right now, because I'm not sure anyone really believes it's coming, other than us fans. Anyway, but that's a whole separate episode. Let's talk a little bit more about halflings. You have some halfling lore for us.
I do indeed. We all know the halfling from the Hobbit stories and from Lord of the Rings. And pretty much that's how the halflings are represented in MMOs, in the gaming industry. They're adventurous, they're outgoing. Many history's most renowned explorers and cartographers have been halflings in the EverQuest Next universe. They have discovered many of the locations in Amaryl. And so they are depicted as being a very adventurous type of race. They're very clever, and they're very opportunistic when it comes to commerce. They never met a deal they didn't like. They have a sense of style, a sense of savoir-faire, and they have a flair for the dramatic. They love music and songs and good food. In halfling society, now this is going back to the commerce here, in halfling society, a certain amount of deception and even burglary is accepted if you do not get caught. Halflings have an abiding love of family and will go above and beyond to aid friend or kin. They are also renowned for their courage. Now, this little bit of lore was brought to you by EverQuest Next Wikia.
Uh-huh. Which is a great.
So you can find that. You can find in greater detail. You can find that about halflings on EverQuest Next Wikia.
Which is a great site for some EQN. To get your EQN fix, if you have it, if you don't check it too regularly, because there's really not, you know, a landslide of information coming our way for that game.
Now, careful, you're on the borderline
of
a
rant. Something, nobody's made us a rant sounded yet. We're going to have to do it ourselves, I'm afraid. So let's talk. We plan to have an interview next week. I'm not going to put their name out there or anything like that because we don't really have the details worked out. But we are hoping to have somebody come on and talk to us about EQ2 next week. And
Yeah, we haven't given any love lately to EQ2.
the truth is, I was actually really enjoying EQ2 when we were playing it there. I was kind of starting to get into it, but I really want somebody to come in and just kind of give me a noob walkthrough through EQ2 and the community out there so we can all try it together. I think EQ2 is not a terrible game. It's not the best game out there, but I think it's solid and I'd like to explore it further.
It is a solid game. Some of the things that I can't say it irritated me, but that kind of rubbed me the wrong way was some of the repetitive nature of going back and forth for these quests, because I know now that happens in MMOs, and I expect some of it, but there was sections in EQ2 that we were playing that you would go out and do a quest, you'd come back, turn that quest in, the next quest sends you back to the almost the same exact location. I mean, if it's the same area, if it's the same location, give me both of the quests
Let's polar
so I can
bears.
get them
Go
done.
kill the big
Yeah,
polar
like the polar
bears. Come
bears.
back, turn it in. Oh, go kill the baby polar bears. Why didn't you tell me that while I was over there? I was over there killing polar bears a second ago. I could have killed them all. Although,
There was quite a bit of that, though, and
as we discussed in a previous episode, Lagan and Aloran stood tall and did not kill the baby polar bears.
that's right, we did not.
We're not. We're playing lawful good.
We're above that. We don't slaughter babies. Even if they're cute baby white, fluffy white polar bears.
Somebody put out an EQ thing that had the alignments in it from D&D. It was really neat. I don't remember where I saw it. If I see it again, I'll retweet it out there. Okay, but that's about it for this week. We'll let you know. We'll put it out on Twitter if our guest gets confirmed. And that's going to do it for this week.
All right, questers, that's about all the time we have. We want to thank you for listening. And stay tuned next week for more EQ
Yep,
goodness.
that's going to do us. So may your journeys on Earth be safe and your adventures in Norrath be epic. Until next time.
Bye.